Well, welcome, everyone. My name is Michaeline R., and I am the Class B trustee currently serving as the chair of the General Service Board, which is hosting this phone meeting. We will have two speakers on the call today. Sharon S. from Arizona, USA, will provide an update on DA literature, and JP from London, UK, will provide an update on the DA literature translation and licensing. After both speakers have shared, you will have there will be an opportunity for members to ask questions or to make comments. So can we begin this meeting by opening with a moment of silence for the debtor who still suffers, followed by the Serenity Prayer. God, grant us serenity.
Grant us the serenity to accept
the things we cannot change. Courage to change the things we can.
And the wisdom to know the difference.
I am also going to be the tech person during this call, and I am going to automatically mute everyone. If you, when it's time to speak, you just unmute yourselves by hitting *6. And then when you mute yourself again, you just hit *6 again. We're going to open up for questions near the end of the forum, and I will acknowledge anyone who wants to speak. If I call on you, it's best to begin with, "Can you hear me?" Then we'll know for sure that you're not on mute. We have gotten numerous requests to record these calls, so we will be doing that today. We will record only the speaker portion. These calls will be archived on the DA website. After all the speakers have shared, the forum will open up for questions and comments. Please take note of any questions you might have, but hold them for the end of the call. I would first like to introduce Sharon S., who is going to provide an update on DA literature. Sharon, you will have 15 minutes, and I will give you a two-minute warning. Thank you, Sharon. Go right ahead.
Thank you so much, Michaeline. I'm Sharon. I'm a compulsive debtor, and I am currently serving as a Class A debtor trustee on the General Service Board. And I am the General Service Board liaison to the WSC World Service Conference Literature Committee. So, and before that, I was a GSR, and I served on the Literature Committee as a GSR for 3 years. So I've been involved in literature in DA for a little while now, and I'm just really grateful. So I just want to say a couple things off the top about how literature comes to become something in DA, and a lot of times it's generated from the membership in the form of suggestions, some of which might come in as an issue and concern. For example, this year we need a pamphlet on retirement, and then that gets brought up to the literature committee, and they vote on it, and then they bring it to the conference, and the conference votes on it, whether or not it's a concept that the fellowship would like to have addressed. So that's kind of how it goes. So just since our last update, which was, I think, in December of 2018, we had a call like this. And since that time, we've had a new pamphlet, The 12 Promises of Debtors Anonymous, and it's a pamphlet. It's 24 pages, and it's really wonderful. For any of you who may not have seen it, it is available to purchase. I would say at your meeting, but right now probably not, but through the office. And, you know, it's a wonderful pamphlet. And that pieces of literature do take a while to be developed. And I don't really have enough time. Maybe if there's time at the end, we can answer any questions about the literature approval process. But I just want to give you an update on what's going on now. But that's just a little background on how things come to happen in literature and DA. So if any of you have an idea, or your group, or members of you know, groups of people say, you know, we need this, bring it up to your GSR, ISR, where you can submit it as an issue and concern, and we're doing that online now. So that's another thing we can talk more about at the end if there's time. In any event, I'll give you some updates on the big ones first, and then I'll go into some other things that are on the horizon. So the big one right now is the STEP study guide, and that's been worked on for a number of years now, and the second draft is going through the approval process, and that's another, that would take another whole hour to go through the approval process, but the way that it works now with the literature services portion of the literature publications committee, they're both GSB committees, and then it will go back to the World Service Conference DA and BDA committees. Now, there's two sections of the STEP study guide. One is DA and one is BDA, and they're separate sections, and they're both being written, and so that is coming up. It's in the third stage of the approval process, which is toward the end. So hopefully we will have something to approve at the World Service Conference this year. So that's very exciting. The second big one is our basic text, and that's also been worked on for a number of years now. It was in an outline form. We had found a writer, and then that writer had to resign. And we have located another writer, and we're working out the contract with that writer, and hopefully that project will commence again. But again, that will be taking a few more years, so we're very, very excited. But it will be a few years until that project comes to fruition. The third one is the meditation book, and that one is an ongoing project. And we are still looking for submissions for the DA Daily Reader or meditation book, and we've received a number of really great submissions, but we still need more. And the good news about that is I just got off the Literature World Service Conference Literature Call, and we've pushed the deadline, the due date deadline of those submissions to June 1st of this year. The deadline was March 1st, but we're pushing it out a little bit. And we're having meetings every month, at least two meetings every month, to go over the submissions and, you know, just evaluate them. And we also have a number of older submissions that we're evaluating too. And I'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute, the specifics about that. So those are the big three projects. And there were a number of new pamphlets which were brought up to the World Service Conference Literature Committee this year, and seven projects were approved by the conference. So I'm going to give you a list of those. And they're all in their infancy stages of getting the outlines written by the World Service Conference Literature Committee. And they are the following. What is solvency? That will be a pamphlet. Retirement, another pamphlet. Dealing with prosperity, pamphlet. Earning, that will be another pamphlet. Action plan, that is another pamphlet. And just a note about that one, that's the only DA tool that does not have a corresponding pamphlet, so we're really excited about that one. We're excited about all of them, but that will be just lovely to have that, have 12 pamphlets on our 12 tools. The next one is DA Voices from the Black Community. That will also be a pamphlet. And then a book was approved for BDA Stories. So those are the seven projects. Well, BDA is working on the BDA Stories book, but the other six pamphlets are all being worked on right now by the WSC Litcom. And from 2018 and 2019, they are also working. They worked on the outline for Couples in Recovery, and we're in the process of looking for a writer, either paid or volunteer, and then we'll get that going as well. And other pamphlets that are in process in various stages that are being worked on are Relapse in Recovery, and WSC Litcom is still working on the outline and part of the writing for that project, that pamphlet. And also a series of Voices pamphlets. The conference had approved a diversity pamphlet, and that just hit a roadblock, because how can you sum up diversity in one pamphlet addressing, you know, the experiences of all different types of members in one pamphlet? So what we thought about was having a series of voices, rather than trying to create a generic diversity pamphlet, have different voices of different groups of members who may be underserved and or underrepresented in DA. So I just want to say a little bit more about the meditation book, and this is a really perfect time to talk about this, because if anyone's bored, we have plenty of opportunity to submit a meditation. And like I said, the deadline's been extended, and there are the whole process is outlined really well. There's a little link on the DA website, and it has all the information about meditation book submissions. And I'll just give you a really quick overview. They should be approximately 250 words, and use a quote. And the quote should be only from DA literature. So they can also be from service literature as well. And our service literature is available as to be downloaded. So those are really also great sources of getting a quote from. And when you're done, you can email, and you've got to sign a assignment of rights form also, and that is available in the information as well. And you can send your submissions to dailyreader@debtorsanonymous.org, and they're reviewed anonymously by number. Everyone gets assigned a number, and then the group, different groups from the literature committee and a group of project contributors are evaluating them and, you know, maybe suggesting a couple short edits. And what else? Yeah, also, if you've got an interest in submitting your story for the basic text, we're collecting those as well. So watch for periodic flyers as e-news announcements and also on the announcements page of the DA website. And please consider submitting your story to be considered to be included in the basic text. So those stories will be, you know, more recovery stories, what it was like, what happened, and what DA has done for us in our recovery. So that is, that's for basic text stories. So that's another project. If you've got time and you'd like to submit that for consideration to be included, please do so. And that email address is basictextstories@debtorsanonymous.org. And we're suggesting 2,500 words or less on that. Those. A couple other things going on. There are a number of other things that we're thinking about doing. We are trying to evaluate whether or not to offer some of our English pamphlets available to be purchased as downloads, either in groups or individually, and that is just in the discussion stage right now, but we will let everyone know when and if that happens. And you might already know that our 12, 12, and 12, our DA 12 Steps, 12 Traditions and 12 Concepts are available to purchase as a Kindle download, as well as the Currency of Hope. And we're also you can also purchase it on demand, print on demand, and hopefully that will help people outside of the U.S. with shipping costs. And we're also looking at other non-traditional publishing down the road, further down the road, more audiobooks, and also in different, like Braille and other formats as well. So I don't know. Michaeline, I didn't hear the time warning. I don't know if that's my time.
Sure, and you still have about 3.5 minutes.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Michaeline. Thanks. Thank you so much. So I will give you a couple more updates then. There are a lot of pamphlets that people don't know that we do have all of our service literature online, and there are some great discontinued pamphlets, and two of them include sponsorship and anonymity. And because of popular demand for wanting these pamphlets available for purchase, the board did vote to reissue those. Now, we're going to look at them and make sure they're current, especially the anonymity, because we did notice that the anonymity pamphlet, it just does not include social media stuff or concerns about social media. So before we reissue that pamphlet, we will want to update that one. But the sponsorship pamphlet, I don't know why it was ever discontinued because it's really great. There are other pamphlets on there like GSO and being a GSR, trying to think of what else, business meetings. Yeah, that's a good one too. So service was discontinued, but you know, we also have our entire, it's the 2018 version. It didn't convert properly when the website got updated a couple weeks ago, but it's the Debtors Anonymous Manual for Service, and you will find a treasure trove of information if you're interested in looking at that. That's available for anyone to look at. So what else? There are a number of BDA pamphlets that are in a holding phase right now, but that we're looking at those and trying to get those resurrected. The Health Issues pamphlet was approved, and that will be one of the voices, hopefully, one of the voices series. And the Compulsive Spending pamphlet is being updated to focus on compulsive spending as a symptom of debting rather than as a separate disease. And I don't know if I've done my 3.5 minutes, but I'm just about done, and I will pass. Thanks.
Thank you, Sharon. Very informative and very exciting. I would now like to introduce our next speaker, JP, who will provide an update on literature translation and licensing. JP, you will have 15 minutes, and I will give you a 2-minute warning. Thank you, JP, and go right ahead.
Hi. Thank you, Michaeline. My name's JP, and I'm a debtor. I'm just going to take a moment. The sun's shining where I am. It's very nice. So it's good to know you're all on the call. I am the chair of the Literature Translation and Licensing Committee. There are three other trustees on the committee. We also have an ACM and a project contributor for Spanish. So I'm going to divide it into two parts. I'm going to talk about translations and then licensing. And I need a drink of water. Okay, first thing is that there is a new page, a page on the new website for translations. I think that information was sent out in an email. We're very pleased that we have an email address that if you are translating, you can email us direct. The address is translations@debtorsanonymous.org. Oh, actually, backtracking a bit, is there anybody on the call who is doing a simultaneous translation for another member who is speaking, who understands another language? Could you, Michaeline, would you mind unmuting for them for a bit to see if there's anybody trying to simultaneously translate, and I can slow down if there is.
Okay, unmute everyone, you mean?
Yeah. If you're simultaneously translating, please just... So is there anybody simultaneously translating for another member whose first language is not English? Okay, great. We can mute again now, Michaeline.
Josie, you got to unmute yourself.
Here I am. So, translations. Good. The page on the new website, and we have a new Email address, great. Second thing, we have some French and Russian translations on the go, in the pipeline. Even though our agency who help us verify the translations, and that means sort of check them against the original English version, so we sample bits of the translation. Even though they work remotely, I've got a feeling my emails got lost in a pile of emails. I don't know about you, but I'm getting more emails because now I'm getting social emails as well as work emails. So they're mushrooming. So maybe they got lost, so I have to remind them. But that's exciting. We have some significant French and Russian translations on the go. And I think Spanish not far behind. And this is, they're coming to the board for verification. Their translations have already been done by the fellowship in different places in the world, which is how we do it. The people, members do translations. They give service and they do the translations. And then the board has them verified just to make sure that the message is consistent across all the different languages. One of the things that's been a bit of a challenge for me is we use a messaging app. We don't say names, but we use a messaging app quite a bit. And getting messages in other scripts like Russian or Farsi and not knowing how to translate that within the app is quite hard. So anybody who has any expertise in that is welcome to contact us, or you know, a sort of logical way to do that. So yeah, so that's alphabets other than Roman. I think I mentioned that we have a project contributor for Spanish who's really helping us communicate with the Spanish community. And I know that the International Committee is planning some calls in Spanish and Russian, I believe. So they will be the first, just all Spanish, all Russian calls that the board is, or the fellowship is hosting. So that's exciting. I wanted to also mention licensing, and I also wanted to mention copyright, the idea of copyright. Perhaps particularly as everybody goes on Zoom, you will have seen, I hope, the e-blast about the ways and means, and in there is a page which has a lot of information about how to keep the fellowship alive in these times and how to set up Zoom and so on. One of the things that's come up in my country is the sharing of literature that is usually shared round in meetings, read in meetings. And of course, it's one way to do it is to share your Kindle screen on Zoom. If you have a Kindle version of one of the books, so the 12 and 12 and 12, you can share that page on Zoom, and it can't be downloaded by anybody else. Copyright is important to the fellowship. We're actually a sort of a literature based. Our sales are in literature. We're a product. You know, we sell a product which is literature. And if things get out into the world, then that's not great for us. It's not great for our income, it's not great for making more literature, more translations, all that kind of stuff. So I wanted to just wave that little flag, and I'm sure there'll be questions about it, and I'm happy to answer them if I can. And we have lots of free literature on the website. And there's the Ways and Means. I've never been so grateful for the Ways and Means and all those stories of, you know, from debtors down the years, which we can use on meetings, on online meetings. So we are moving steadily through the licensing issues. That means that we would license usually people in another, well, it's people in another country to print and distribute our literature in their own language. The license that we're using is with the lawyer at this point. I must say that licensing costs you, the country, nothing to initiate. There's no charge. We don't make any charge for it. And what we've come to is that we would ask that as a condition of that license, for you to pay 10% or 5% or whatever percent we decide of profit that you make. So in other words, a country can set the price of the literature based on their costs. It's good BDA stuff, this. Costs of the literature, sell the literature, and pay to the World Service, who and the fellowship as a whole, a percentage of the profit, because that's for the originators of the work, and it's to make more literature, and that seems to be a great way to do it. So the countries can price where they like. We're deep in what accounting procedures might be for that. That's a whole new area for us. We would be relying on, you know, 6 monthly or yearly accounts from the country to tell us how many books they've sold and what they will pay to us in a royalty. And this is about, we're a not-for-profit, so nothing we do is going to be for profit. It's all about keeping DA, making DA work for the newcomer. And that does cost. And something very nice that I feel that we passed on the board this last face-to-face was that we decided that different language literature could have its own design. So in France, for example, they've made an organic kind of design for DA literature, and as long as we see it, the board sees it, and we feel it, you know, and we talk about it a little bit, we feel we should leave the design to the country concerned, as long as the DA logo's on it. So me travelling to Argentina, I can pick up a copy of something and I can see this is definitely DA literature because it's got a logo, but it might be a different colour, might have a different, slightly different design. And we did that because it's probably the people in, as one trustee said, the people in the country know the market. They know their market. They know their DA culture, and they know best. And that's kind of cool. I like that. I like to be able to hands off like that. I think that might be it. All of this effort of cost, we don't ring fence funds, but you know, every time you donate, you know, we put it in a spending plan that we will have so much to spend on verification and talking to lawyers and all that kind of thing. So that's what we spend your donations on in the LTL committee. And also perhaps a bit of travel. We looked at other fellowships who do send people to different countries to actually talk to people that are doing this and to help them. And we hope to be able to do that. That's something that we have as an ideal. So I'd quite like to leave it there. I don't know how much time I've had, but that feels like I'm done. Thank you.
You're at 2 minutes, but that's fine. Thank you very much, JP. I'm now going to turn off the recording.